you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Happening. Why don't I have my music? Why aren't we rocking and rolling?
Why are we rocking and rolling with Picasso's.
He loves me. He loves me so much.
Oh. The audio is going to be people thinking that's me trying to breathe. For those of you watching, not the first time Lewis has brought a bitch on the podcast to ruin it.
Damn. First of all, it's not a bitch. It's a fucking, this is a male dog, Zach. You asshole. And he's just gay. He's a little fag. He's the gayest little boy in the world. He really loves me. And I love him. This is Picasso. This is the new co-host. This is a new co-host of the show. He's just a new co-host. He's just a new co-host with the pretty eyes. He's got a new co-host with the pretty eyes.
I was the co-host with the pretty eyes.
No, you're not. Zach, you're now third chair. You're now
third and fourth chair.
You're now third chair because Picasso's here. He's the best. This is Lillian's dog, Picasso, and he's fucking adorable. And I love him so much. And he loves me, and I don't know what to do. I think about him every night. Every time I'm not around him, I think, but Picasso, look at his face. Look at him. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. This is a pre-tape show. The crew is in Jamaica right now, so we did a little bit of a pre-tape. Very happy to have two incredible guests on the show, as always, from the On the Gate podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our criminal friends, Gio Perez and Derek Drescher, are back on the show.
Thank you, Dylan. Reformed criminals.
When you guys see this dog, do you want to, like, feed it to a pit bull?
No.
Nah.
They do that with pit bulls, right? They'll, like, just give little shitty dogs to, like, just fucking get the blood on their fucking tongues, just get the kills in,
That was never my field of expertise, was dog fighting. I was never around it. You want to talk about cockfights? I'll tell you about cockfights.
Did you actually go to cockfights? Is this because you look like you are
a rooster? Because I got rooster neck?
Lost a cockfight?
You look like everybody there losing money.
You look like the weakest cock. And they're like, but you look like you also are scrappy, like you're the one that wins.
Yeah. You look like you make the rubber chicken noise, to be honest. If somebody holds you upside down.
But you did cockfights.
Well, yeah, I used to have when we moved from Yonkers to Long Island, my uncle had like this big outhouse, and there was like over like 200 roosters there, and I ended up getting like raided by
a shed, not an outhouse.
Yeah, it was basically a shed.
Yeah,
but it was like surrounded by gardens and lettuce and shit. But they would like train and grow roosters there to send back to the Dominican Republic
to fight.
Yeah, like on the news, they said it was over like $200,000 worth of roosters.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big rooster operation.
Well, that's a big rooster operation. How much is a rooster? You buy a fucking chicken, it costs you fucking.
Yeah, but these are trained and bred.
Yeah. They're worth more money.
These are prize fighting cocks.
Doggy, that cock tastes just like any other chicken. Fry that bitch. I'll tell you right now, it's just a chicken.
Yeah.
Roosters are cheaper because they cost between $15 per course. They don't lay eggs.
$200,000 worth of fucking $15 chickens?
So they were going 10 times the market rate.
Yeah.
Because they were deadly.
Yeah.
Right.
Deadly chickens.
Are we talking like razor blades taped to the claws deadly?
Some people do that, but they check for that. That's not. They put like a little thing on it that.
I love that it's like the Simpsons. Now they don't let you do that no more.
Yeah.
This is called the stinger.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about cockfights, but I also have no issue with it. I don't like the inhumanity of it or whatever it is. Like, who cares? They're chickens.
You never been to a cockfight before?
No.
No. I've been to a few. I've been in Puerto Rico and the Philippines.
They're intense.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you gamble on the chicken. And when you
No, they're intense. Like the structure. They can't afford walls.
When you see the rooster that you're gonna
bet on,
Yeah. Are you being like, oh, that one's fucking big?
I mean, they all look this fucking same.
They look the same. Yeah. There's no way to know. Or there guys being like, there's people that do know, probably.
Yeah. Well, some people could just tell by like,
who trains
if it's aggressive
them?
Or not. Because you'll see some fights where one of the roosters doesn't want to fight.
Yeah. Right.
They just kind of try to avoid it.
Some bitch-ass rooster.
Yeah, bitch-ass
cock. The way they get them ready to fight is they'll like hold one ass to face and then they'll peck at the other's ass and then they switch it up and that's how they get them
they
mad
start
at
each pecking each other's asses.
Yeah, they just peck at each other at first. They'll just be sitting there.
That's how we conceptualized the Bye Guys podcast. We showed Ian Zach's ass and started pecking at it. We turned Ian around and then we let him go and then we started a podcast together.
Like, we're gonna need you guys to dock each other and...
Do the roosters that suck at fighting start podcasts about it?
Cock talk.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very, very excited. Let's do our plugs. Let's fucking plug it up. What you guys plugging on?
Follow our Patreon. Subscribe to our Patreon, On The Gate Podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube, too. Follow me on Instagram, GioPerez86. And come to a show at the Stand April 25th at 10 p.m.
Right.
You want to tell them the lineup?
The lineup, it's me, Gio, Sam Santos. We got Mark Norman, Dan Soder, and Casey Shornima. And then April 8th, I'll be at City Winery in Atlanta. And then April 26th, Dania Improv in Miami.
Oh, yeah. And April 21st, I'll be in Laugh It Up with Karen Feehan.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Zach Amico.
April the 1st, I'll be at Soul Joel's in Pennsylvania. And then on the 4th, I'll be at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. And then on 420, I'll be in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Lou?
Sick. Got a lot of live stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Next up, St. Louis. Funny Bone. Very excited about this. Never been to St. Louis. Come the fuck out. Let's show everyone that we got skanks and gomites in St. Louis to represent. Then 420, April 20th, special guest Chris Vega, actually. Las Vegas, Nevada, 420 show. We're going to be getting really fucking high. I'm doing giveaways. I'm giving away fucking blunts after the show. I'm smoking with everyone after the show. Come out. It's going to be a big fucking party. We're going to be in Vegas that night. We're going to go get funky and wild, baby boy. So come out if you're in the Las Vegas area. Then April 21st, 22nd, I'll be in West Jordan, Utah. I guess that's right outside of Salt Lake City. And Wise Guys as well. And a lot of other live stuff coming up. Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, Emis, Pennsylvania, Grand Rapids, Chicago, Detroit. All that up right now. Those are all up on the website right now, lewisofskanks.com. And then the Legion of Skanks, obviously going on tour. We're doing our first theater run August 10th through 12th in the New England area, Boston, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and Foxwoods Casino. Me, Big J, and Dave together for the first time ever in a theater on the road, live stand-up, live podcast, special guests, special surprises. It's going to be a ton of fun, so grab those tickets now and make sure you grab your Skankfest tickets. Skankfest is happening September 29th through October 1st. Tickets go on sale on Monday, April 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern. They sell out in minutes. We have more comics than we've ever had. We have bigger names than we've ever had. We have people returning. We have people that have never been there before. It is going to be the biggest and best Skankfest we've ever had. And I'll tell you right now, this is going to be the last time we're in Vegas for quite some time. We have some new plans for the next one after this. So if you want to experience Skankfest in Vegas, this is your time to do it. Skankfest.com. Last but not least, subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here. We're launching a new website right now. Launching a new app. iPhone, Android, television apps, all that. Subscribe, support, be part of the community, be a part of the Racist Live Chat. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. And brand new merch site, merchengine.com. Go grab some Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks merch for all of your merch needs. Merchengine.com. That's it. That's it. Damn, those are good plugs. Lillian, your dog is now just in my crotch, just chilling now. Laid down. What if it's a little lap dog. Can I have him? Can I just have him? I will take him.
How much would you sell him for, Lillian?
Is there a price? Because you love this dog. But he's a nuisance. He's a little bit of a nuisance. He's annoying.
$5,000?
That's too much. How much is a new King Charles Spaniel? I have to compare them because I do love this one already. But this one's also used and old.
Got some mileage on it.
Yeah. They do say that a dog takes after their owner.
They're between $2,000 and $3,500.
Damn. Wow, these are expensive little bitches, huh? All right, I'll give you $2,100.
That's good. That's over market price.
Yeah.
$2,100. Why not? Lillian, don't you want the freedom to go out and just be a young girl in the world? Also, how old is Lillian? Lillian could be 20. She could be 80. Who knows? I have no idea. She could be the fucking old lady from the Power Rangers, yeah. Or she could be fucking a 20-year-old college student. I can't tell.
Rita?
Yeah, Rita. That was her name. Lillian, for Halloween this year, will you dress up as Rita from the Power Rangers?
You could be, what's his name, Zed?
Lord Zordon?
Lord Zordon, yeah. Zordon.
I never watched this.
Why are you what so was nice?
Zed? Oh, Zed is Toy Story.
No, Zed's Pulp Fiction.
There she is.
Zed is dead.
This is how you look to me. Just so you know.
She could be in a sorority or she could collect cans at night and we would not know. In a gardening hat and gloves.
It's fucking wild. It's wild, yeah. But I want to save you from this life, but she won't let me. She won't let me save you from this life. I know every day she looks at you like you're a meal.
You know how, like, cartoons, they see, like Bugs Bunny will turn into, like, a walking chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what...
He just turns into a bigger dog.
to a cock.
You are a handsome monkey, and that's your problem.
Save that drop.
Yeah.
You are a handsome monkey.
My handsome little monkey boy.
I'm sorry, guys. I really love this fucking pup. You guys have to understand how cute this fucking dog is.
I feel like you need a service dog or something, Lewis.
An emotional support
dog? No, I don't
dog?
Like that. I hate service dogs. I hate people that have service dogs. Mm. When I see people in an airport, I don't care. They can be genuinely blind. I don't buy it. And I'm like, what's the angle here? Every time I see a service dog, it's rude.
Right.
People, because it's easy to just fucking get the papers to make it a service dog, right? If you have like, you can say it's an emotional support dog. You can go to your therapist and say, oh yeah, my dog makes me feel better, right?
Yeah.
And now this asshole can bring their fucking mutt all over the place. I didn't sign up for a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I am. This guy. Cut to me 3 months later. He's got a big orange fucking sign on him.
That's all he needs is a little sign.
Like, this is my emotional support knife. Can I bring it in?
Yeah. Does he love everyone like this? Is this what he does? Yeah. He's an asshole, right?
That's right.
He just has love like this for everyone, right? I shouldn't take this personally. This shouldn't be anything. Yeah. That's right. I don't love you either. All right. Yeah, I don't like it. I see people in the airport with a dog
scamming.
In a store. It's a scam. It's a fucking scam.
Cut the line. Get special treatment.
I bet you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, let's scam that you. I don't even have a scam, but I bet you that Gio and Derek have some fucking solid scams.
Dude, you actually...
In fact, you know what? Pull up Shannon. We'll give him an example. Pull up the thing I posted to my Instagram that Dylan helped me make. This is one of the Scam That Jews, the original Scam That Jews that we had on the show.
We do a bit Scam That Jew. The way it works, it needs to be a scam that you could basically talk your way out of if you get caught.
Okay.
Low consequences.
You're really just like, you know, as I'll show you the scam that we did. I actually produced a video of one of the scams. We didn't call it Scam That Jew because I wanted to use the algorithm. But here, this is the scam. Make it big.
It's a great scam that will enable you guys to get Starbucks for free. This works every time. I've been doing it for years. I promise you it's a great one. You open the app, you order your favorite Starbucks drink. After you order that drink on the app, take a screenshot of the screen that says see you soon. It'll show the order. It'll show what time you ordered. It'll show you the location that you ordered from. That's very, very important. So after you pick up your drink, enjoy your drink. Now you have that screenshot. That's your ammunition. From now on, all you have to do is go to any other Starbucks, not the initial location, and wait around the mobile pickup order station for a couple minutes. Maybe look confused. You're going to need to act a little bit. After a couple minutes, go to the employee and say, hey, you know what? I ordered on mobile. My name is Lewis or John or whatever your name is. I don't see my order. They're going to go, oh, that's weird. I actually don't have your order. You show them the screenshot. Once you show them that screenshot, they're going to go, hey, you know what? This is the wrong location. You came to the wrong location. Unfortunately, once again, you got to act. You got to go, oh my God, I'm so dumb. Can I get a refund? How does this work? But because Starbucks has great customer service, we're going to use that against them. Every single time the employee goes, don't worry about it. I got you. Hang tight. I'll make you your latte. That's it. Free Starbucks for life. So all right, this is a great scam.
That's it.
That's sickening.
You don't like it. No. You hate it. You hate this game. I'd rather, be show up with a gun and put it to the person's head and just take the Starbucks.
I'd rather pay the full cup of like the full price of a cup of coffee than watch that video again.
That was fucking horrible.
I got so lost. Bad. I have short attention span. I was just like, I'm getting scammed right
now. You don't know what happened.
What asylum is the person that had to edit out all your ums and I've never seen you speak so streamlined in your life.
But I'll do that with like DoorDash and stuff like that. You go to pick up an order. Like I'll go to Chipotle and they'll leave the bags out.
Yeah.
And you can either I'll just have a screen open and I'll just walk up, grab any bag.
Yeah. My favorite scam of all time back in the day, I don't know if I've ever talked about this before. They used to have these kiosks that would take used phones. You remember those?
Yeah.
And I would just steal people's phones all day.
It's not a scam.
Oh.
This is you're a thief.
There was nothing clever in what you did.
It was brazen.
I would go in the park and I would punch people in the face and take their wallet and phones. It's a scam that I used to do.
Another scam. If you got like a debit card that has no money on it or a credit card that's gonna get like declined, you go and order food and hope that they pass you the food while they're taking the card. Because once they can't take the food back once they pass it to you. They'd be like, oh, this is declined.
Oh, no, they'll take it back.
Yeah, they will. They'll feed it to one of the workers.
There'll be some dickhead that'll be like, no.
But most times.
And I watch them do it, dude. They'll throw it right in the garbage. They'll get my shit wrong sometimes. They'll give it to you. Like, oh, you got that wrong. And you know you want them to be like, this was this whole segment originated with Greg Stone coming on the show. Greg Stone invented Scam That Jew because I was so impressed with his scam that I was like, oh, that's fucking great. And then we started coming up with new scams and people would send in scams. But his original scam was sort of based off of that, right? But the reality is you just get a dickhead worker that's like, yeah, fuck you, and we'll throw it away. But his scam was you go and order
You go to Shake Shack.
You order a double cheeseburger. Right. And when you get up, you pay for it. And when you get up there, they give it to you. Like, oh, no, like, I ordered two cheeseburgers. They go, oh, all right, well, keep that. And then they go make you two cheeseburgers. So you pay for a double cheeseburger, you get three burgers out of it. Great scam. Solid fucking scam. But you could do that and the guy will go, all right, cool. And then fucking shoot it like a basketball right in front of you. In the garbage.
I used to start eating it. Like, oh, thanks. You just gave the crew a free meal.
Back in the day, I would do Home Depot. I would walk in and I would just take.
You would stand out front and
until somebody came and offered him a job.
Jump in somebody's pickup truck. And say, thank you, senor. You do look like you could be a Mexican day laborer.
For real.
With that flannel?
Well, yeah. I'd run the crew. I'd be that guy. I would take all these bits, right? And then I would bring them to another.
He's a joke thief. I just take your bits.
Yeah, I lift them.
You want to help me write jokes, essay?
I would take all these bits. I bring them to another Home Depot, and then they would give you a gift card. And then you take that gift card, you bring it to a pawn shop, and they'll give you half of what it's worth.
What do you mean? What bits would you take?
Like, drill, like all these expensive drill bits.
You'd steal them.
I'd take them.
That's, once again, that's stealing.
Oh, damn.
None of these are scams. You're just a thief.
Yeah.
I had a lot of scams like that, too. I would just steal sneakers and sell them at the pizzeria. Yeah. Yes. I mean, technically, that's a scam. We had a lot of fucking great ones that you'd get.
The Sheetz, I think, is my favorite one.
Sheetz is your favorite one. Yeah, that's where you go to, like, a Home Depot or wherever.
You go to, like, a Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, and you get two pairs of sheets in the same color, but you get the highest thread count, the most expensive, and the cheapest. Then you go to your car, switch the bags, return the shitty sheets in the packaging for the expensive one. So you paid very little.
So you just got $100 sheets for $20.
That's tag switching. Yeah. Solid. Switching tags.
But it's a little more. It's a little more intricate than that. It's smart the way it's done. It's an it's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. That's a fucking.
We had one. Right, we found out that the OtterBox, you didn't need to have a receipt. You just had to say what store you got it in.
Yeah.
And it was like a $100 case.
If you go to OtterBox, the website, you could right now get a refund, or not a refund. You could say you lost your OtterBox.
You had a
replacement
broken. OtterBox.
They refund it for life. Like they'll replace it for life.
Oh, really?
And there's no receipt, no proof, no nothing. They'll just give it to you. So you get a $100 phone case for free.
Without even ever forever. Buying one?
No, you just say you had to say what store, right? Yeah, or even what zip code, right?
Yeah. Just pick a store. Yeah. Oh, these are all great. These are all great scams. So you guys have nothing like that?
Nah, because I sold drugs and I made money. Yeah. And like I just hit rock bottom and stopped doing drugs. I never really scammed like that.
Yeah.
It was never. Besides when like the DoorDash shit to get free meals. That's about
we would,
it.
In college, I had a.
You went to college?
I went to Baruch College for like a year. Not even. I went for like a month, and I had the ID for a year.
Okay.
So I would go in, and at the bookstore, you could sell your books back. Like
Any point in the semester,
they'll give you like 20% of the value of what the book was, right? Because they resell used books, right?
Yep.
So I would just go in and just take new books off the shelves, and I fucking just put them on the ground, start stomping them to make them look used, fucking bending the pages, and I bring like a stack of books.
I like that one.
Yeah, bring a stack of books over to the thing. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to sell these back to you guys, and they just hand me $80.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I lived. In my first year in New York City, that's how I fucking lived.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I should
say. It's also how he read.
I start kicking the books, dude. Yeah. That's just my,
like
my,
man.
My automatic reaction when you hand me a book is I start attacking you. Yeah. It makes me so mad.
You used to throw your books in the garbage can in school when you was mad? You were one of those kids?
No, but I remember one time I, hello, Babash. Hey, monkey. Yeah, go back to sleep. Shh, shh, shh. You're good. You're a good boy. You're in my arms.
That's how they used to calm him down in school.
Little monkey boy.
Fucking dropped that one, too.
Sorry, guys. I fucking love this pop.
Keep all these drops.
Little monkey boy.
We got Temple coming in next. Just
little monkey boy. No, but I convinced my entire class one day. They gave us books. I don't even know how I did this. That was just me. Like, I'd create these moments.
Right.
And the teacher left, and I convinced the entire class to, we're on the third floor of my middle school, to throw all of our books out the window of the third floor so that she walked out and went, now, and we went, pfft. So if you're watching it from the outside, it looked like just books were flying out the window. Hey, I'm telling a story.
It was like a scene from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Don't lick the microphone. You could hear it. Listen.
Oh, God.
You don't like that?
So close.
That's just me with cotton mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you not let dogs lick you on the face?
No.
Not really, no.
Why not? Because he licks his shit?
Because, yeah, Picasso's look like he eats his own feces, for sure. Does he, Lillian?
He eats hers. I don't blame him. Yeah,
I bet Lillian shits like little pellets, like a rabbit.
Boop, boop.
Yeah.
It's a little walking bidet for her.
All right, take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoDelta.com. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 products that get you super high. If you guys like to get stoned, and I know you do, you can get Delta 8 shipped to you legally in, I believe, 50 states at this point. They have vapes, they have gummies, and they really fucking work. It's a fraction of the cost of regular weed. Why not do it legally and cheaper?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and it gets you super high. But I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? Let me look at some of these fucking... What is this murder dog story, Shannon? What happened?
Nice.
Yeah.
Who let the dog?
Hey,
intro.
Look at the dogs.
He was fucking that kid up.
Yo, fuck a dog, buddy. Go.
that's a drop right there.
So Shannon, very nice work. New murder dog segment. What happened now? And it wasn't Lillian. It wasn't a Lillian breed, or not a Lillian breed, whatever your name is. Picasso. It wasn't a Picasso breed. What is it?
So a 38-year-old Pennsylvania mom of two was took on the job of feeding her neighbor's dogs while the neighbor was away.
Okay, sounds like a fun job, right? Yes. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. The neighbor had two Great Danes and one other dog. I don't know what the other dog is. She walked in. She went over there with her young son. I don't know how old the son is. They walk into the house. She went to feed the dogs, and the two Great Danes attacked her, mauled her, and murdered her.
They murdered her in front of the young son. Damn.
He didn't see the whole thing, though, because as soon as the fight happened, he ran across the street to call the cops. So
he left his fucking mom?
But he called the cops, though.
What a pussy.
He did the right thing.
Great Danes are big old fucking dogs. Shannon, this is the first time we featured a non-pit bull on Murder Dogs, I believe.
Yes.
This is crazy.
And now my character is a Great Dane is a Scooby-Doo dog.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Two Scooby-Doos.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a scrap.
I'm going to eat this bitch. Ruh-roh.
They ripped her face off.
Ruh-roh. Oh, it's a skeleton.
She walked in with a piece of bread on her head and one on her feet.
What? The cops got there.
Now let's see who she really is. He tears her head off. Whoops. Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
It was a skeleton.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's so fucking funny. fuck, dude. That's sad. That is a sad thing, dude. There, look at that.
It's just an example.
That's a big scary dog.
Huh? Yeah.
They are freakishly
I didn't know that they were aggressive like that.
I have the few I've seen in my life that I knew people who owned them, they were aggressive. They were like, you got to just watch. Be careful with them.
Yeah, my chick saw an Akita the other day. She's like,
those are very aggressive.
She's like, I want an Akita. Yeah. And then I looked it up, and those dogs also murder children and other dogs. Yeah. Like, whoa. Yeah.
They. I had a friend who had two of them, and one of them ran through the sliding glass door, broke through it to get to a squirrel.
Oh, my God. It was a Stone Cold Steven Austin of dogs.
Get in.
Slam two cans of Alpo.
I like that he's gotten farther in life, so now he's Stone Cold Steven.
Yeah, he said. Is that what he is?
No, that's what you said.
No, I didn't.
You said Stone Cold Steven Austin.
No, I didn't. Yes. Maybe I mumbled. I didn't say. I promise you, I didn't say Stone Cold Steven Austin. I probably flubbed my fucking mouth. Stone Cold Steven, you fucking prick. You fat fuck. You piece of shit.
He's got the vest and the tie on.
Picasso wants to go now, and you're holding him against his will.
You want to go?
Maybe not.
Yeah. Those are adorable.
Yeah, those look fucking Akitas.
They're looking at a baby right now.
Yeah.
I got fucking dog hair all over me, Lillian. God damn it. God damn it, Lillian. Can you take this to your dry cleaners now and please? Why can't we just do low hanging fruit fucking racist comedy anymore?
We can. No,
damn, look at Lillian's legs. Hell yeah. Lillian, I didn't realize she was fucking dressing all fucking. Is Lillian under the radar fucking. I'll wait till she's gone.
Depends on which world war.
Under the radar.
She a little bit of a hoe?
No, I just say she expresses herself through dress.
She dresses nice, but yes. She's wearing a fucking some short shorts, doggy. Yeah.
Short shorts, high boots.
Lily, you know there's a lot of guys here. Maybe you should fucking tone it down a little bit. Yeah. And not fucking. You're a little. I'll say this much. And this is Lewis, the boss, one of the owners of Gas Digital speaking, not the host of the Real Ass Podcast. Maybe tone it down a little bit. You're being a little bit of a distraction for the male staff members.
Thanks, Bobby Hutch.
Maybe I'm just saying. Like I think you're great. I don't. I've no problem with you dressing like you know,
geisha.
But I'm just saying,
just more traditional.
There's a lot of guys here right now, and you know, I see them not really super focused at work.
Sex sells, all right? You dress like that, you sell a lot of magwas.
What happened with Amanda Bynes?
So they found her roaming around the street in downtown LA naked. And she
imagine that like was your like your crush when you were a kid, Amanda Bynes, yeah. And you're just walking through LA and she shows up naked.
And you're like, ah, what? I didn't know she smoked angel dust. What the fuck?
Who is Amanda Bynes? I don't even
she
know.
She was like a Nickelodeon star.
She
right?
was the younger girl on All That. Then she had her own show, The Amanda Bynes Show.
With the dancing
and then
lobsters.
She went like crazy, right?
Yeah, she got
she was one of the like Nickelodeon stars that like
went bananas.
Original yeah. crush. A child, I had a crush.
She was
on her
a child star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of this shit.
That's her now.
Yep.
Yeah, she became a
that's her now?
Yeah.
She looks Mexican. She became
yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah, she's like, she's a wacky bitch. Who's that guy she's with?
It says her ex-fiance.
Oh, shit.
It says she's recently reconciled with him.
Let me, dude, she looks fucking, she looks wacky. Is that a face tattoo?
Yes. So, wait, there's a worse picture. Hold on.
No, what is wrong with her?
Cholo
was
now?
That was her with the blonde hair, too?
Is it drugs or is it just psychosis?
This is her,
or is
yes.
it a combination of all
both.
At all?
It's both. So she, you know, when she was younger, she went
was adorable when she was a kid.
She's very cute there.
She
how old is she there?
Not old enough, Derek. Calm down.
2004?
Jesus Christ.
Nah, she ought to be old enough. Because I was 18 at that time, and she was, I think she was older.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't watch. I don't
so
watch.
Nickelodeon, it was never, so when I was in a Nickelodeon, right. it was like, Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats.
Right, right, yeah. right.
But the time they got into the tween thing, yeah. right, I was already out.
Yeah,
right? And
yeah.
it was probably my age, like, or maybe I was a little bit older. But by the time, like, all that, like, Amanda Bynes, it yeah, was just, like, peripherally out there. I heard the name. I never really watched anything or any of those girls. Yeah. Like, when the Fappening happened and Victoria Justice and all these fucking chicks, like, came out, I didn't know who the fuck they were. Yeah. I started to look, after I knew that I could find their naked pictures on the internet, then I started doing the research, and I had to retroactively become a fan of these child stars.
It was pedophile.
Work. It was work to retroactively have to go and become fans of these child stars in order to appreciate their nudes being leaked later on. Right. It was like time travel.
Yeah.
Okay? But I did it.
Yep.
We all did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to restore the Schneiderverse, baby. Right.
Yeah. But so he, but was she part of the Schneiderverse as well?
I mean, all that would be part of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what Dan Schneider.
Yeah, he's in Good Burger.
Yeah, the fat. The
he's
guy
the cooking.
The
by the way, they greenlit Good Burger too. Not going to be the same without him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. They did greenlit Good Burger too. My son loves Good Burger. And I don't have the heart to every time fucking Dan Schneider comes on. Every time Dan Schneider comes on screen, my son lights up. He's like, I love that guy. He's so good. I don't have the heart to tell him.
Well, what happened to him?
You don't know about anything about Dan Schneider?
Nah.
He like a, by the way, you know, he seems like
super pedophile.
Wait, but is he? No, is
that the Ren and Stimpy guy?
No.
So he created all these like teen shows, like
iCarly,
Victorious, all Sam and Cat. And now it's come out, like, a lot of these child stars that were on the show said that he was, like, super aggressive. But none of them, there's, like, non-disclosure agreements and shit. So nobody straight up says this guy's a pedophile.
Nobody's got a story.
We've looked into it. There's not a single story. There's a couple people that are like, oh, he was, like, really aggressive. He worked us really hard. Uh-huh. He talked to us like shit.
Well, he's trying to make a fucking good TV show.
Yeah.
He also, all those shows have a lot of feet.
Yeah.
He has a foot-shaped pool.
Is there a compilation of Dan Schneider feet?
He has a foot-shaped pool at his house, and the big rumor about him is...
Was he Canadian?
No, but people think he's Britney Spears' sister's baby daddy.
Yeah.
Because remember, she had a kid...
like 15.
And there's never been a father attached.
Right, right, right.
Some people speculate, and they do like the side-by-side of the baby and him.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a foot.
Can we see? What is this?
This is a compilation.
This is at the end of iCarly?
Yeah.
Oh, this is they had kids send in their feet. That was like a bit.
Yeah.
That he did. He was like, hey, everyone, send in videos of your feet.
Isn't that silly?
Silly, silly feet.
See if you can get a pair of your mom's underwear and put them around your toes.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't she go crazy and like write a book about all this shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but once again, they all sign NDAs, so it's always just like, she'll refer to him as like the creator. Or the producer.
The creator.
The creator sounds like a cult.
This isn't a compilation of feet, Shannon. This is a compilation of inappropriate stuff on his shows. Once again, let's just, does that say foot compilation?
It says directed, it said in the description, it says that feet gross.
No.
This video's made me so.
No, there's got to be a foot compilation. Anyway.
It's creepy moments.
Sure. But sure, keep on playing. Keep on playing the creepy moments. It's fine.
Here's a different one. It says Dan loves feet.
I love feet. This is all like tweets.
Yeah, all his tweets are all like very
holy
like,
shit. Where's this guy at now?
He got fired.
He got fired. Behavior. It's like they're the amount of times that bare feet. There's a close up, and like it's so much in these shows.
Compared to him, Tarantino kind of likes feet.
No, like you understand, like. It's so almost every episode a foot pops up. Yeah. It's sometimes they're sucking on their own toes. Sometimes I'm telling you right now, it's a little. That is the thing that because beyond that, beyond the foot thing, it really just sounds like he's a dick to work with. Because yeah. There's been nobody else that said anything. There was the one chick she did an interview, and it sounds like she's just mad that she never like became like a fucking star like Ariana Grande. She's like right. a chick who like nobody knows who she is anymore. Like all the stories of him on set are just him being kind of a cunt. And then right. There's like a lot of like rumors and a lot of things like that. But the foot thing, I mean,
yeah.
I get, the only thing I'll say is if you're not in defeat, because people see that and they don't even think. Mm-hmm. People watch the show. Most people doesn't even register.
Right.
But if you're a creep like me and they keep on popping up, you're like,
yeah, like yo.
So you noticed like way before
this episode.
Yo, Lewis I'm made that compilation.
I'm noticing how many times feet are popping up on the screen. I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of feet, but it goes unrecognized to
do
most
you think,
people.
You think
he drives a Flintstones car.
Yabba dabba do. You think that could be a fucking like a tactic though to get like the viewers feel like they know the character better if they see their feet or something? Some shit like that.
No, I think that's his own little creepy Easter eggs where he's like
he also like would tweet about it,
right?
Like it would be like saying your feet Friday type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he's got a foot shaped pool. That's
wait,
very
this was happening while, tomorrow, right on the, while Twitter was out.
Salmon Cat tomorrow, right on the bottom of your foot. Take a pic and use Salmon Cat Saturday. We'll retweet and follow until our fingers get sore.
Nobody sounds, was saying
every element of that tweet sounds creepy.
Yeah. It sounds like he's gonna be jerking off while he's
yeah,
doing
yeah.
this.
Dude, until my palms grow hair.
Yeah,
until my Christ. Foreskin is inflamed.
Toes similar to fingers, but not nearly as good. Who agrees? That's just from him. He's not even hiding it.
Dude, that's sick.
Toast him with
Dan Warp.
That's creepy, man.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And he, when did he get fired?
The only defense would be that the Nickelodeon logo was a foot for a while.
Yes.
It was.
Yes,
so they could say that his pool was the Nickelodeon logo.
It had a theme to it.
But that's what it was.
But, did
but
he
it
have,
was of the bottom of a foot, yeah.
But did he have anything to do with the logo becoming that?
You know, I think this guy might...
For the whole tween years of Nickelodeon, like, it was all his shows. He conceptualized and wrote all those shows, right? Yeah. So he was, like, the dude.
Right.
And when you get, canceled, fired, whatever it is, he's got so much money from these shows, and they're in syndication. So he makes the money off of Netflix, right? So, there's no getting around that, right? Mm-hmm. Those were his shows. When my son streams it on Netflix, he gets paid for that every single fucking time.
Right.
Still to this day, he's a bazillionaire.
Right.
He... made it. I mean, I don't want to give him Real Estate of the Week because it's a little creepy, but you tap out with $1 billion, you fuck Britney Spears' little sister, you have videos and pictures of all these fucking little kids' feet. He's
vault.
The king of pedophiles.
Yeah, dude.
He's the guy. He's like the Michael Jordan of pedophiles.
Yeah. Yeah, I...
Oh, dude, he molested a kid with a cold one time. I heard it was his greatest performance.
So what happened with Amanda Bynes anyway? I still don't know. She was walking on the street naked?
Yeah, by the way, just one thing. The Nickelodeon foot logo came out in 1984. He didn't start writing and producing for Nickelodeon until 93.
But maybe that's why he wanted the job. He's like, I gotta work.
It's like a bat signal?
Yeah.
That's my calling. I gotta be
got
there.
Fixed on the fucking foot sign. Yeah.
He said a prayer in 84. Yeah. He said, God, send me a sign.
Okay, so with Amanda Bynes, so she has a history of, obviously, substance abuse.
Her story.
Yeah, and there was like a hit-and-run incident, a DUI incident, and then eventually they put her under a conservatorship so her family was taking care of her,
right.
Which ended 1 year ago.
Mm.
And so in that past year, it seems that she's kind of been spiraling.
Let's see as many pictures. Do you have any videos or video of her talking? I would love to see how...
Like a recent one, hold on.
See a video. And so she was walking the streets of L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Barefoot?
Yeah. And she was naked, so I think so, yeah. And then she hailed down somebody driving by and said that she was coming down from a psychotic episode and needed help. And then that's when they called an ambulance and they brought her for a 5150.
Is there pictures of her naked?
No.
That's good cop talk, Sean.
Not yet.
Damn.
As it's crazy people talk.
5150.
I'm trying to find TMZ, I have EDP, it in EDP. About 3 hours.
It looks like it's just compilations of things from her Instagram. Hold on, just give me 1 minute.
Let's see. I would so love
she's
to
like
see
Britney,
it.
But on a lower level, I guess, kind of. She didn't make as much money.
No, yeah. Didn't make as much money. But there is a theme of
child
famous,
stars.
You know, child teen stars, of them fucking just like losing grips of reality. Like, what is it? There's something that like, I don't think that they're like genetically predisposed to. It happens a lot, right? It happens to like a lot of, thank you. It happens to a lot of like famous people just in general. They're a little fucking wonky. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You kind of, you know, you see there's something behind their eyes that's a little bit fucking crazy.
Like the whole Phoenix family, right?
So it's just about, I think it's about like psychological development. Like yeah. Something gets thrown off of their like timeline. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like they get, you know, where they should be going here. They don't do the normal things, the going to fucking prom and getting ass on a date and the nerves of, you know, failing. They have a lot of people kissing their ass and telling them that they're
adults.
Fucking great. Adults that are, you know, it's weird. It's a very strange thing to do. You got to have to let a kid fucking develop.
Yeah, and they probably have no control over their lives because they just drag over here. You got to come to this shoot, come to this interview. Yeah. We got to travel here.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, the extreme version of that, right? You saw he turned into a
big child.
A cartoon character, like a fucking crazy lunatic cartoon character. And I think
he grew up
more
in front of the world.
You ever see that interview with him where he's up in a tree, the interviewer's at the bottom, and he's like, Michael, you're going to come down here so I can talk to you? He's like, no, I want to be in the tree.
I want to be in the tree.
Yeah, don't you love trees?
He's wacky. And now you're like, now what happens is social media is starting to blend into regular media, right? So now, like Instagram, for a while, it was just for us.
Yeah.
Like we did it, you know, they're the regular people, you know? And now celebrities are like using it, and now you're starting to see who the fucking wackadoodles are. Like Madonna is out of her fucking gourd. Right. She's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Madonna's been, and you didn't get to really see it. Madonna seemed kind of eccentric and cool.
Right.
You got flashes. The news, whatever, she'd come out and she'd be like, she'd have like little black babies on her fucking arms, right? You wouldn't be like, all right, Madonna's great. But you don't know what's happening. Now that she has an Instagram and she like looks at it and she's got like a devil face and a forked tongue.
Dating a 24-year-old.
Dude, it's fucking wacky, dude. Yep. And I think that is a fucking, it's a really crazy thing. It's why I wouldn't let my son really.
Fuck Madonna.
I wouldn't let him in the fucking you know, like in the industry,
in the showbiz.
Like
the industry.
He just auditioned for a movie. My agent hit me up being like, hey, does your son act? And then my son does, he's in theater. So I was like, I asked him, I was like, do you want to audition for this, you know? And we did it. I got him a little acting coach, we put it on video because I wanted to show him the experience. But even that afterwards, I was like, do you want to continue to do on camera stuff? Do you want to, or do you want to do theater? And he's like, I don't really know if I want to do on camera. He was like, it was like very intense.
Right.
It feels much more like work on camera acting, especially when you're doing an audition. It was work and the stakes were a lot higher. It wasn't just simply fun showing up and playing, which is, you know, what theater for kids is, you know? And that work, I just watched the stress on him, like where he's like trying to get it over and over again. He's kind of like, you know, and what does that do to him? Like, if that was his life daily, every single day in, day out.
That's a lot
out,
of pressure.
The amount of pressure and what that would sort of do to sort of stunt his psychological growth, I don't know. I watched it in just one day where we put together an audition and sent it in, and I watched the stress that it put on him, and I saw that he didn't fucking love it, you know?
Yeah.
It is very interesting to see.
And at an early age, you're starting off, hey, pretend to be something else. It's like, you think that would do something to their personality growing up. It's just like you're constantly trying to be somebody else.
Well, none of that. Plus, hey, get used to rejection.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. So getting used to rejection and letting, you know, water off a duck's back, like that's probably a good thing. Understanding that the stakes don't matter and that everything in life is a game of numbers. You know, I really do think that.
All right, super excited about this brand new sponsor, Zach. We talk about this all the time on the show. We talk about feet, okay? Love a good foot. Don't mind a good foot. We'll suck on a toe all the live long day. As I've gotten older, I am more and more attracted to feet.
Yeah, you're a soul man.
Yeah, I have soul. Everyone knows that. And I'll tell you right now, this website, feetfinder.com, is the best place to go fucking see some toes and tootsies.
Really, and for those of you looking to sell your body, it's not just dicks and pussies anymore. No, no, no. Just show your feet and make money in any number of fun categories like beautiful feet, high heels, soles, painted toenails, Is that, am I mistaken, fat feet?
Yeah.
Or if you're feeling crazy, face and feet pics, you pig.
Yeah, why not? This is essentially OnlyFans for feet. Only feets, they should call it, but they call it FeetFinder. FeetFinder.com is the website. Go there now and let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. All right, where were we?
And now it's worse.
But there was one little technique thing, right? So my son had, did I tell you about how I made him cry?
Oh, nice.
Oh, did you tell him the dog died?
He had to cry?
No. Yeah, in the scene, For the scene, he had to cry.
Oh, so this is an emotional scene, too.
It was a Disney Plus project. It was like a Latino version of Alexander and the No Good, Very Good, Very Bad Day, whatever that book was. You remember that book? You know, his dad had to go to work.
The no bueno day.
Yeah, no bueno sometimes, maybe.
But yeah, there was one scene where he had to cry. So we watched a video on YouTube because he was like figuring it out. And I was like, well, I was like, there's techniques. You know, you have to like think of something that makes you sad.
Right.
I've taken acting classes. So, but I was like, oh, let's see if there's a video that can articulate this. And there's a video. It was, you probably find the video, Shannon, but it said in 3 minutes or whatever, you'll learn how to, you'll cry on camera every time, right? So I was like, all right, let's see. So James starts watching the video. I'm watching him watch it. And they go, all right, so what you have to do is you have to really find inspiration. So they're like, what I want you to do is I want you to think of a person that you really, really love. He goes, all right. He goes, now say their name out loud. He goes, Mom.
She's dead.
Then they go, now imagine
your mother was
your
murdered.
Mother's on her. Now imagine that person's on their deathbed and you have 5 minutes left with them. And he was, and I just watched his eyes well up and I was like, oh! I was like, he's gonna go tell his mom right now that I had him do this. Yeah.
So you're like, I would never let my son in the industry.
So what'd you do at daddy's today? Well, I pretended that you were dead.
Yeah, doggy.
You played did you a do game your mommy's dead lessons. Yeah.
Doggy, that shit was fucking intense. And then I felt really bad. And yeah. I was like, then I had to call his mom and be like, hey, just so you know. We did this exercise. He imagined you were dead. Then she was furious with me.
Of course.
She's like, hey, why? Boy's got a big opportunity. You're on your deathbed. Go.
Yeah.
Sounds sick.
It was fun. I felt like legitimately fucking like bad. Then I remember the story, right? Didn't they say the kid in Pet Sematary, right? They told her dog died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what they said to her on set?
Yeah, when she's sitting on the porch to get her to be emotional for her little brother being dead.
Yeah.
They told her that her dog died.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Which is fucked up.
Crazy. Yeah. You know what's worse now with child stars? They have social media. So like they're probably getting all types of like crazy comments. And as a kid, like think about the shit that people say to you. And there's adults saying that to kids and they have to read that shit.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I make videos with my daughter, but I'm scared that, like, you know, one day there'll be a comment, like, oh, that little snaggletooth bitch. And I'm just like, no, because I'll get mad, but like, she won't know how to take
it. Don't even give them the power. And she, honestly, she shouldn't see it. Like, look, I have a decent following, right? People make comments all the time. They make stupid comments. That's a quick way to get blocked on my social media. I don't block people, but if you're going to make some fucking comment about my kid, like my cousin, who is my son's family, they don't understand what your joke is. Yeah, they don't, they're not like, I get it. Yeah. I understand what you're doing. Yeah. They'll do the same thing about like, they'll make a comment about my father, right? My father was stabbed to death. My mother was a heroin addict, right? But I got family members. So people will make jokes, right? I'll make, you know, whatever it is. It'll be Mother's Day. I'll post something and people will make a joke about my mom being on heroin or being a junkie,
your
right?
Your family doesn't like that shit.
They're not down with that shit. Yeah. They're not comics. They didn't sign up for my offensive podcast life. They're just family members. And especially like Latinos, you attack their family, dude. They get like emotional.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of them don't even know my father. They're just like what they see red. They go, oh, you're attacking my blood like that. And that's it is kind of silly when you really think about it. Like it's just people clicking on a keyboard. It means nothing in the world, but like people will fucking kill people over shit like that. Like it's like my family, my Puerto Rican family, they're from Paterson, New Jersey. This isn't like. Yeah. They're not.
It's not
like,
a game.
They're not I think people think because I'm a big goofball and I hang out with mainly white people. So my family's actually like. There's a lot of like dangerous, fucking criminals. Yeah. That grew
I know
up
what
in
you mean.
Yeah.
You know how many people I have to like convince to not stab this guy to death for shit he says on the gate. Yeah. And I'm like, no, he's just joking. You know what I mean? It's between me and him.
It's a different thing.
Your family? Man, fuck that.
Fuck that. Just get attacked by 300 roosters, bitch.
But it's a very.
Oh, because so I called your mother a savage.
Martin.
But that's a trade-off with this business, right? So we get to do what we love to do, right? This is a fucking dream, right? Even if it never goes beyond this, right?
Right.
I'm living the fucking dream right now. You know, I'm not rich. I'm not fucking a household name, but I'm fucking getting to do what I want to do with my life. I get to wake up every day. I open my eyes. For the most part, I get to do what I want to do every
wear
day.
Wear Space Jam shirts.
Wear Space Jam shirts.
Yeah, bro, Lewis, that fucking shirt is character. What the fuck, dude?
Dope shirt.
It is a dope shirt.
Shout out to From New York.
I can't even.
Oh, that's that shirt that you wore.
Yeah, I have two of these shirts. Yeah. Fucking dope ass shirt. But I'm just saying, like, the trade-off is that people are going to say mean shit sometimes online,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and when you really look at it, it's not that big of a fucking deal, yeah. And I don't even give power to it. People right. troll me all the time, every day. If you look at my Twitter right now, if you look at any single post, there will be a response to anything that I post with some fucking troll or somebody right. saying, you suck, go fuck yourself, go kill yourself.
Yeah.
Every post.
You remember that day? Like, we did a joint post on something. I remember I woke up and there was fucking bad comments on this. Someone was like,
well, you're in jail, they're all joint posts.
Yeah. Someone was like, look at Derek, he lost his family, he can't see his kid, he's a waste of life. And like, before I could comment, Gio got to it already.
I thought he deleted that comment.
Gio was like, damn, these bots are getting personal.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it is, you know, it is.
And you know what? All true, but whatever.
That's the negative side of you know, being in the entertainment industry. And the sooner you get desensitized to that, the better it is. You know, my son with social media, like, that's something he's going to come up. Like, there'll be dickheads that when he's on social media that will start saying shit right. to him.
Well, your son is probably going to become very successful somehow. And then they're going to be like, you know who his father is.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe. No, they'll be like, look at his father, this racist Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's the future that we're looking at.
Yeah.
He only got into the Proud Boys because it's who his father was.
But, but yeah. I could deal with mean things on the internet.
Right.
You know, that's just, you know.
Yeah, but you come from, you've been getting beat up, you know, since you were a kid. And I'm not talking about physically.
You know,
life fucking.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
so you're used to this shit.
Yeah, but it is different. Because I remember in the beginning, I was very. Like, trolls would fuck with me in the beginning. Like, when Legion of Skanks first, like, popped off, we, like, joined the Kumia network. Yeah. And, like, he had, like, all the Opie and Anthony trolls. Like, that subreddit existed.
Yeah.
And I remember at first, I was like, fuck, dude. Like, they came at me.
It was getting to you.
It was really getting to me, dude. Right. They would post, like, pictures of my kid. They would Photoshop, like, pictures of me, like, eating shit. And it was like, by the way, it felt like it was like, oh my God, like, but the reality was it was like a half dozen people. It was like six people. Nobody knew who the fuck I was even. I wasn't big.
They were on you.
They really got into my head, and like, the trolls would really get to me. I remember just thinking, like, dude, if I fucking found one of these guys, I'd fucking beat the shit out of them. And then very quickly, I got that this is such a small percentage of the people. And if that exists, if you got to the point where you're having a few trolls, and I'm not saying, like, look, listen to the internet. If everybody hates your shit, maybe change the shit that you're doing.
Right.
But if 99% of the people like your shit and then 1% of them are going, ah, fuck you, I hate you, maybe you're doing some shit that's, you know, a little bit, you know, that challenges people a little bit. Good. That's probably a good thing. If literally everybody likes your shit, you're probably not doing it the right way either, right? So, but whatever it is, those people that don't like your shit have such a loud voice. You feel it because the people that enjoy your shit, they're supposed to just like your shit. You're a comic. You do a podcast. Yeah, be funny, motherfucker. Cool. I'm going to work. I don't need to stop and pat you on the back because you're living your dream.
Right.
There's none of that, right? So most of the positivity just goes straight by you. You don't hear it. You don't feel it until you're on the road, until you meet these people at Skankfest. So you get a little bit of success. But the negative people, they're right there and they want to be negative. It's the people who... it's when you go on to, you know, nobody's really leaving positive reviews for a restaurant
on
Yelp.
Yep.
You know, it's when somebody fucks up, you're like, dude, fuck this place. You run over to Yelp and you leave that negative review. So it just, the perception of it when you're in it, it feels that way. But pretty quickly, within a few weeks or a month of sort of understanding the Reddit world, I was like, oh, you have to just fucking own it and you have to lean into it. So then I started posting on Reddit. I started I'll tweet back at trolls. I don't block people. I don't do any of that.
Right.
And I start to realize that it is just the world of the internet is it's a like a a place we go.
Right.
And that is one of the activities of that place. And when you show up there, you have to realize that you're signing up for that. You're right. Signing up for, you're going to get strangers saying mean shit. People are going to have internet balls. There's going to be internet tough guys. That's all part of it. But it's not reality.
Yeah.
You step out of that space and you come back to reality and you realize that that is just an element that exists in the real world, in reality, you know? Right.
Have you ever met people that would be in like the live racist chat, whatever, and like met him in person at Skankfest? I'm like, oh, this guy's
actually a nice guy.
Nice guy, whatever.
I've had people that I like know hate me, like, or that say shit online like that I meet at Skankfest that like I put two and two together. Yeah. It's happened multiple times. It was like, oh, this guy says shit to me all the fucking time. And then they meet me and they hug me with tears in their eyes.
It's me, Blackface 35.
but that's it. Like, because on the internet, like we all say stupid shit. It also gets misconstrued. You don't understand tone. 99% of the time when people are saying shit to us, they're kind of busting balls, right?
It's like very vague, the fucking.
Yeah, they think that we do this. I had another friend, a female comic. One of my fans said some fucked up shit on one of her posts, right? And then she was like, yeah, your fans are fucking, you know,
scumbags,
being assholes. And I was like, no. I was like, this is one fan. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, this guy is a fan of yours. He follows you and likes your shit. I was like, he thinks that he's playing the game.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing. He knows the type of comedy we do. You come on to Legion of Skanks and we trash you, you trash us. And they think that they're sitting there, when they listen to it, they really think they know us on such a deeper level. There's that great meme. I brought it up every few years. Jenna, you can bring it up. It's what it's like to listen to a podcast, right? And it is a picture on the wall of three kids eating ice cream cones. And then there's a real kid sitting next to the picture eating an ice cream cone looking at the other kids, right? Yeah, and it's what it's like to listen to a podcast. And I always thought that was a great, this one right here. How it feels to listen to podcasts. It's a great representation of how our audience and the comfortability they feel with us and why podcasting blew up the way that it blew up, right? It's because people feel that. They never got to feel that with any other form and any other medium before. Maybe talk radio, but they get to fucking feel like they're sitting in on the conversation with us. It's very intimate. They press play when they want to press play. We're with them and when they're naked. We're with them when they're in the shower. Yeah, we're connection. With them when they're working out, when they're doing physical things. They're changing their bodies. Yep. They're doing these fucking things that are, you know, very life altering, going to work every day, their commute every single day. We're with them every day. They listen to us speak more than they listen to our own family speak sometimes, right?
You guys talk about intimate stuff.
Then when they say shit, they go, oh, this is what we do. This is the world that we've created. We bust fucking balls.
Right.
So I never get sensitive. I was like, look, what are you talking? I was like, you want me to block this guy? I was like, I don't block people that fucking say shit on my stuff. I was like, you can block it. Move on or don't. I was like, honestly, he's probably just a fan who thinks he's busting your balls. Bust his balls back. That's sort of the way that we do things, you know? And I think that as people get exposed in the guest digital world, I think that's why our audience gets a bad reputation, because people think that they are like just trolls and just piece of shit. We're trolls and we're pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We're leading the charge. This is what we are. Like this is and comedians, we're fucking leaders. That's what it is. This all we're doing is we're leading our little tribes here, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you expect? So then don't be that type of comic. That's what I say. Like, go be a Nate Bargatze. Nate Bargatze's fans do not do that.
Yeah.
Nate Bargatze's fans are like, Nate, I'm so happy that you're in town. This is thank you.
You're so great.
My fans show up, they hit me in the balls, smack me in the face, and spit on my shoe.
Nate's fans also don't have internet. Nate has the number one selling VHS in America right now. Yeah.
He still does radio to sell tickets and shit.
It's definitely a strange industry. I mean, Shannon, you probably had to develop a crazy thick skin.
Yes.
Just working
now,
here.
Now I ignore everything, but it was
how much did it bother you at first?
It's just like annoying. Even now, it's like, I don't know. I understand, but it's like I don't do the same thing that you guys do. So if someone is shitty on a post about like a guest or somebody else, I just block them. I don't want to have the conversation. It's just like, this is obviously not appropriate. And it's just like,
and you're right. Once again, it's a great point. You're not, you don't do fucking edgy Legion of Skanks type comedy. You do a different thing. I'm not saying that you do a funny, edgy podcast in its own right, but it's not the same type of thing. You're not, I think we're a little bit more mean spirited. Like, I'm a mean-spirited dude.
Right.
You know, I'm not really, but, like, I think that's funny. You know, the shit that just sort of always made me laugh was people getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know, people fucking, like, just, like, the shit that, like, you know, just the bits, like...
Anything a dirtbag would love.
Yeah.
I relate to that. I'm
just a fucking, just, like, you know...
I like that.
And Adam Sandler, the guy getting shot in the head with a nail gun. Like, that's fucking, it just got me. What do you want me to say? That's some, that's mean. Right. It's a fucking, you know.
Throwing the branch in front of the rollerblader.
And like
shit
in third grade, I got in trouble because this fat girl farted and me and my friend laughed at her. And we got in trouble for laughing at somebody farting.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Just a mean spirited.
It's a natural
like,
thing,
Gio. But I think that's the positive side of fucking mean shit and dark shit is the funny, right? So there's a funny side to all that dark and evil shit. And as a comedian, that excites me. Like I go like, oh, let me pick that shit out and try to find something really funny about something that shouldn't be funny. Right. And that's, you know, shows like South Park, shows like Family Guy, those shows, like that's what they really tapped into. That's the shit that I fucking grew up on, you know?
Beavis and Butthead.
Ren Stimpy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But even like in the stand-up, like, you know, fucking Eddie Murphy, the Goonie Goo Goo bit where Aunt Bunny falls down the stairs.
Yeah.
She's falling down the stairs. This old lady's falling down the stairs. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
His father being drunk. This is my house.
Richard Pryor.
He's being abusive.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Literally, that whole bit is the dad abusing the family.
Right. Yeah. You and know it's hilarious.
It's so fucking
Richard
funny.
Richard Pryor
so
shooting his car. Yep. It's fucking hilarious.
It's the best, dude. Yeah. And that's the shit that makes me really laugh. All right, let's see.
That was a good speech, Lewis.
Does it live? Fight over a parking spot in the street in Queens. Ooh, it does live in a fight. Those are always scary. Those are always
fist fight?
I saw this video yesterday. I still got a headache.
Well, it's bad.
It's not very long. It's like 18 seconds, but wait. Don't share it yet. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
You have to cover the thing that says man murdered in street fight.
Okay, go ahead.
I got jump once.
There's a big pool of blood there. God damn.
Oh my God. Is it a bat?
Play that again. Play it again. You guys didn't hear it. Play it again.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Ding dong.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I'm going to guess this guy dies.
I mean, he lived.
He definitely got a concussion.
Yeah.
Definitely was a headache.
Yeah.
He's sore today. He's for sure sore.
Is this an Advil commercial? What is
blood,
this?
Yeah.
I'm going to go lived on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say lived.
Bigger, little, I think yellow, different.
So he is currently alive. However, he is on a ventilator and has brain damage.
Jesus Ooh, so Christ, half-half. Yeah. Half dead, half alive.
Yeah.
He may not continue to live, but he's currently
alive. Did they catch the
alive.
People?
Yes, they have two of the people, and one of the guys was just like, yeah, I did it. It was me.
It's supposed to be, it was like a continual
thing.
They always argued over a
girl. Wasn't it a girl?
The girl hit, swung the bat, for sure.
It says, sorry, Arturo Cuevas, 30, and Daisy Barrera, 27. Those are the two people.
Oh, Daisy.
Daisy. Yeah, and it was all over.
Whoopsie Daisy.
Dude, never fucking. Latina chicks, dude.
Yeah.
That she
my girl's half Puerto Rican, but she presents white and acts white. And, you know, once in a while, like I'll catch her.
Is that why you guys like?
Yeah, but she don't look white.
She doesn't. No, my girl looks white.
Yeah, she looks very white.
I thought she looked Spanish when I saw her with you the other night. Yeah, I could tell.
You could tell. I guess she has like. Somebody said she has.
You think that's why you really connected with her because she's half Puerto Rican like you and all that shit? Mm-hmm. So much in common.
No, I mean that. Look, I like that. You know, but yeah, she. Her mom's a lawyer. It's not a real Puerto Rican, you know.
She's on the wrong side.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
she's in the court. She's in the
they
courts.
Don't speak.
Yeah, no matter what way we want to slice it, her mom's in the courts. We knew that was happening from birth.
It's on the other side of the bench. That's
So, Latina chicks. But my chick, she's not crazy at all. There's been a couple times where she's been mad a couple times, a couple little things, and I look over at her and I just see a look in her eye. I was like, oh, that's a Latina crazy.
How long you been with her now?
It's going on a year. We've been dating, you know. I mean, it's been long distance. So in the beginning, it was. I say it's been in May. At the end of May, it'll be a year since our first date.
Right.
That's what I'll say.
You're gonna move to LA, huh?
No, she's moving here.
Oh.
She's moving here in May.
Congratulations on that, man.
She's about to get real doggies.
Yeah.
About to drop that seed.
Word. About to give
another little gomite running around.
Fucking cream pie city.
Blueberries and cream pie.
Hell yeah, dog.
Your son's mother, is she all white or is she Spanish?
Yeah, she's white. She's white.
You got fucking strong French, fucking semen.
French
bro.
And Irish.
Because James looks Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, he's browner than me. Yeah. James is fucking dark little boy.
Yeah.
My dad was Afro Latino. My dad was black.
Blue's dad's like Easy A.
Yeah.
He had the jerry curl.
He had AIDS.
He had AIDS.
He had AIDS.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. The home of New York City's last dollar slice announces that it's raising its price to $1.50. I don't believe that, Shannon.
What part of it? That they're raising the price?
No, I believe that.
That's
the last dollar slice. Yeah. There's a dollar slice right here.
Yeah. No, there's $1.50.
This is the one. The one up here is the one that's changing.
The one on the corner.
I think so. It's in East Village.
I was like, don't tell me.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right there. I know there's a dollar slice right there.
I think that one's $1.50 now. No.
Is it Two Brothers? Is that the one that's on over here?
Yeah, Two Brothers.
That's the chain, the Two Brothers. And they said the East Village location was the last one that was just a dollar.
No! Two Brothers. But you know what? I think that was, or maybe they changed the location because it was on St. Mark's for a while.
Yes.
Okay, right on the corner. On the corner. Yep. And then I think they moved down here with it's like cheaper rent.
Oh, yeah, St. Mark's. It says that.
Oh, it's St. Mark's. Okay.
Did you like search that or is that you found
Can you
out?
Do me a favor? That's hold on, hold on.
Like, did you find out on
right
the
now,
way
I need you to run over.
I feel like you just walked over here.
I need
here.
You to run over to this dollar slice and I need you to, here. And I need you to go buy a few dollar slices.
A few dollar slices?
If they're a dollar.
If they're a dollar.
If they're not a dollar, say no cigar. And try to talk them down.
Yeah. Try to come up with a scam. Yeah.
Chew them I down, bet you there's a dollar slice in this. I bet you.
I saw a thing about the volume of pizza they need to sell to profit on those dollar slices.
It's a lot,
and it's a lot. Yeah. You got because it's shit going out the door constantly.
Well, I mean, look. There's just simply a price point, right? You're depending on your volume and the you know how much money you save on supplies, right? You're making. Whatever it is, 25 cents a slice profit, let's say that's what it is, right? Yeah. So you're just fucking trying to...
And I feel like a lot of it's upselling.
Yeah.
Because you get idiots that walk in that see the dollar sign, and then they're like, let me get a barbecue chicken slice. And
that's $3.50.
Yep.
But a regular slice of pizza, the thing is, it's supposed to be what a single ride on the subway costs.
Yeah.
As one goes up, the other goes up.
$2.75.
A dollar slice... it exists probably still, but a slice of pizza for a dollar, and then they sell the napkins for $8. that's the way.
Yeah, but that might be the
is $5.
That might be the bad like the Indian dollar slices. The Mexican dollar slices have all gone up.
Also, the dollar slices suck. I would rather pay $2 for a good slice of pizza.
Yeah.
The dollar slices, it's all dough.
Yeah.
They put the thinnest amount of sauce
and cheese. Yeah.
They
put sawdust in the flour and shit.
Doggy, like, that fucking shit's terrible. Fucking bad.
Sawdust?
The cheese is so.
You never saw the TikTok.
No,
it's bad. They're not good slices. So if I'm gonna do, I don't eat anymore to save money.
Right.
Simple as that. Right. Like in life, I eat because I want to fucking enjoy a meal.
Right.
Yeah, simple I went and bought that. Like a $7 drink just because it was fucking healthy vegetables and shit.
Hell yeah.
That sounds as fucking gay.
I just
don't believe the story.
Yeah. It's out there. The bottle's right out there.
You
on the
stole
table.
It. You didn't pay you for stole. It. You fucking stole it, Gio.
I wish I would.
Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah, I just, I'm not going to, like, a dollar, it actually sounds like a bad thing. They're like, dollar slice. You'd be like, that sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Why would I want that?
Right.
I've never had a good dollar slice. I never had a dollar slice.
Back in the day, they, I mean.
43rd and 8th, remember that spot?
Back in the day,
all slices were a dollar.
Yes, 43rd and 8th, right from across from LOL, old LOL. Good.
Yep.
Right?
That fucking dollar slice
that
was
That dollar slice
great.
Was fire, dog. Yes. And we were so poor. Yep. We lived off that. Yep. We were working LOL every night. He paid us $20 a spot. And we fucking would go out. We'd just get a two slices and a soda for $3.
Yep.
In middle school, so I went to in Haversham Middle School. We were allowed to go out for lunch, right? Out of the school property. Like there was like a little village, and it was all like Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think they were just like, look, I don't know. I don't know why they allowed these because there was a lot of drugs in Haverstraw. Yeah. It was like
crack epidemic hit Haverstraw hard.
Yeah, and it was like a lot of heroin. Like it was a big heroin town.
Sounds like they're saying here Haverstraw. There's some drugs.
Yeah. But they let us out, and it was kind of crazy that they would do it. But it was pretty fucking cool. So you'd go out, you'd have like $2 or $3 for lunch, and you go, you just buy fucking Laffy Taffy, a couple bags of chips, dollar. So you buy a dollar slice, you buy a quarter water.
You have
75 cents left over to play Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
And that was your lunch.
Yep.
It was so fucking cool.
Yep.
Like my lunch from seventh, or I guess I got kicked out of Farley Middle School in sixth. So yeah, for the second half of sixth grade, seventh, eighth grade, and eighth grade, lunch was the shit.
Yeah.
Every single day we would go out and we would just, I mean, just we weren't even creating trouble. We would just like we'd sit in the back of the pizzeria. We'd play that quarter game where you take a quarter and you flick it into each other's knuckles.
Yeah, yeah, quarters, yeah.
Bloody knuckles.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I used to play bloody knuckles
by punching each other's hands. Yeah, I fucking hated that. Yeah, yeah. I was never good at that version of bloody knuckles.
You could do it this way, or you could come from the top.
Come on, you want to go bloody knuckles right now? Let's go.
You want to?
Let's
you
do
want
it.
To?
He's got
three?
Bro. He's got three? He's got hard knuckles.
Oh man, no.
Yeah. Lewis is in it now.
Ow! Sucking fucking
dude. He's got really
bony fucking fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
Ow. Yeah. Ow. He really. You know what I'm saying? He didn't beat me there.
No, dude, he fucked you. He beat you.
We said before his uncle trained him to fight to go to the Republican in barn.
I used to have to fight 30.
Oh no!
Chickens.
He just sent the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
$3 with toppings.
Wow.
What the fuck? $3
No regular slices after midnight.
Jesus Christ.
They failed. Damn, doggy. All right, so can I tell you what you did?
By the way, my shit's hurting too. So
I never realized.
You used the wrong part of your hand there.
No, I never realized the technique involved in bloody knuckles, and he used technique.
Yeah.
He started aiming in between the knuckles. Yeah. And he caught me right there, dude.
The web.
Doggy, he caught me right there, and it hurt so badly.
The pressure point, man.
Oh, my God, dude. That fucking sucked dick. All right, we're wrapping it up. We got another show. We got a tape. But you guys are the best. Support both these guys, Gio Perez, Derek Drescher, on the Gate podcast, available everywhere you get podcasts. And we'll be back on Friday with our special From Jamaica episode. Right, Shannon?
Right.
Shannon's excited. All right. Until then, good night.